The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And now we are switching gears to chat with our political leader of the APP. No stranger to the political landscape, understanding the ins and outs. Now, we're talking to Ms. Kizell Jackson, who has worked as a political advisor and writer for the past 18 years. She has formed the APP back in 2023. Now, Ms. Jackson said she formed the party as a humanitarian need to provide systematic help for citizens on a legislative level. And we would have seen videos of her and how many persons she would have assisted over the year. And we say good morning to you, Ms. Kizell Jackson, and welcome to Freedom.
A pleasant morning to you, Mr. Davey, as well as your listeners and viewers alike. And thank you for having me on 106.5. I love the name, though. Freedom.
That's the mantra. And our theme, speak your mind.
Yes, indeed. So.
Speak your mind. We ain't vexed with you. Do it with a measure of respect, but get your points across, and we do that. All right. So as we kick off the conversation with you this morning, I congratulate you on the forming of your party and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about your thoughts into what is happening on the political landscape. Now, your party is relatively new. It came out 2023. We in 2025. Are you prepared to contest all 41 constituents, all 41 seats?
At this present time, I am not. So as we roll out, remember they tried to catch us with our pants down, right? Mm-hmm. As we roll out, but I hardly wear pants. I'm usually in dress and so as we roll out, we are still trying to get prepared because I don't say things that are not true. Every day is another day. Every day persons are coming forward. We are trying to get it right. We don't just want a fit, but the right fit.
Do you think I can't blame the government for hitting us the date, catching everybody with the pants in the washing machine. I can't vex for that. Yes. I mean, you want to catch a political opponent sleeping. All right? So
that is strategy. But again, what is happening presently, we have to understand the strategy is not isolated to country, but the strategy is very much correlated to external international events, what is happening in our international spaces. Mm-hmm. So if you would me, I would explain what really is happening. Now, we are at the cusp of disaster. We are the helm of a political abyss that the country can fall into. In terms of geopolitics, our present government has made alignment with three communist regimes. That is, in this order, China, Venezuela, and Cuba. Now, we have seen where our former prime minister said he's standing for the sovereignty of Trinidad and Tobago, but he gave up our sovereign right to choose. So, for example, we see our government at present made several alliances with China. Now, people may say, well, that's a good thing for Trinidad. When he paired Port of Spain as a sister city with Shanghai, what I would have said to them, we did not have to go so deep involved in the geopolitical spaces to say a sister city. What he could have done was a friendship city instead of a sister city. They have also given most of our natural resources to China. China has Trinidad as a playground, basically I say as their playground to exploit and explore. Our largest deposit of asphalt is not benefiting us. Clearly, we see that. We have the worst and most deplorable road conditions. But go travel to Beijing, and you'll see what they are doing with our asphalt. It hurts me because I am well-traveled, and I can see what they are doing and how we are being exploited. Let's look at some of the things that... Oh, we have a light problem. Let's look at what has happened to the investments being made. The contracts being issued. Contracts, for example, NAPA, SAPA, Kirep Overpass, all of which was given to the Chinese again, Beijing Construction, Shanghai Construction. But let us equate how many locals were employed and how many Chinese were employed. They are not looking at the algorithms to benefit the grassroots man in Trinidad and Tobago. Let's now move forward to Venezuela. Understanding that China and America, there's a geopolitical war for two superstructures that are existing. We have taken a side. We cannot say that we are geopolitically neutral. our present government has they took a side, and the side was to make the alliances with China. Notwithstanding the fact that the United States is our largest trade partner, they buy the most from us. Let's look at our exports now. They buy the most from us. But you know what? We buy the most from China. Does that make sense? Moving on to Venezuela. As you would know, our prime minister as well, our former prime minister as well as the regime, the dictatorship regime prime minister now, Mr. Stuart Young, they lied to the citizenry of Trinidad and Tobago. When they told us that the coming of the former, of the present vice president of Venezuela, that is Ms. Delcy, when she came to Trinidad, it had nothing to do with any political alliance. The very next day, oil was sent to Aruba. The Aruba government said, no, it was not for them. It was being sent to Venezuela. They are financing a narco-trafficking regime of Maduro. The prime minister, as well as the former prime minister, they have made alliances with Venezuela to our detriment. When they did the Dragon Field gas deal, and I came out on social media and I told my viewers that that deal will be dead in the water, how can our government in their right sense make such a deep relationship with a Dragon gas deal with a country that is heavily sanctioned like Venezuela? Is that making sense? The citizenry came out and some of the PNMIs came out and they made an attack and saying this is growth. 2027 will be the dream of Trinidad in terms of money that will be in our country based on this deal. As we see now, with all these sanctions being laid against Venezuela, as well as their cohorts, including us, now tariffs of 25% is being laid against countries that are doing business with them, purchasing oil and gas from them, which includes us. Now they would have closed our refinery. Petrochem refinery was closed. Did that make sense to not buy refined fuel from a country that is not producing oil? That is Petrojam, formerly Petrocaribe. Look at the foundation of Petrojam, and they are Venezuelan based. Their previous ownership was 51% Venezuelan based, and it makes sense because Jamaica do not produce oil. Let's come home now to Cuba. The prime minister, former prime minister, said again he's standing with the Cuban medics. Why not stand with our local medics? Why not say, I want to develop a robust health system, one in which I, as a prime minister, will feel comfortable seeking medical help and assistance within my own country? Why not develop our health system in such a way that it can be digitized, one, our equipment, can be unparalleled, meaning to say at this present time in Trinidad and Tobago, there's only one PET CT scan machine. That is the positron emission testing, the only test that can truly diagnose cancer. You know what? That is not in the public system. It is in the private system for a citizen to go and pay Jacob Hadid $18,000 to get such a test. Why not say we are investing because cancer is an epidemic that is taking us day by day. We are going to invest in putting PET CT scan machines here so that the average citizen can benefit. We have made these alliances with communist regime that is working to our detriment rather than to our benefit.
I ask you this question.
You know why they call elections now early? Mm-hmm. Because Trump reached and Trump is showing his hand. Because our former prime minister went on public platform and ridiculed Trump. That's a geopolitical error that you would make. He ridiculed the man thinking that he will never come back. No, Trump is back. And he's back with a vengeance. A vengeance for whom? For all the enemies of America, including now Trinidad and Tobago. Does that make sense? When one in every four persons have family living in America, it is beyond trade. It is beyond politics. Now it hits home because it's about family. So did they try to analyze their decision? Who were their advisors? These are some of the questions that I ask. Who are their advisors? Who is advising them at a geopolitical level? Because Trinidad and Tobago is about to see the worst recession we have ever seen throughout our history. This is the point we are at.
You know, I want to ask you, as we kick off our quick debate here for the next few minutes. Should you become the next prime minister? You mentioned about the Dragon Gas deal, dead in the waters. This is a deal that, according to the former prime minister, we would see some redress and get the light at the end of the tunnel come 2027, in the later part of 2027. Should you become the next prime minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, what would you do to sustain the economy of this country? And if you remove yourself from the Dragon and Gas deal, what would you do to immediately fill that gap and bring Forex and assist with the sustainability of our economy?
I love that question. You know why? I wrote a book called Diversify or Die for Trinidad and Tobago. Diversify or Die. Now, what we have outside of oil and gas that we are not understanding our true worth is that we have an orange economy. That is the economy of our culture, and we have tourism. Now, if we were to explore the dynamics of culture, we would be able to gain Forex from such, because we are culturally rich. We are rich in culture, we are diverse, we are a cosmopolitan nation that we can now sell to the rest of the world. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, the mother of carnival. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, the founder of Steel Pan. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, the pioneer of soca. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, the originator of chutney music. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, a place where it is culturally plural, where several races live peacefully. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, with the largest deposit of asphalt in the world. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, with the largest roundabout in the world. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, with the oldest rainforest in Tobago. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago, with the Nylon Pool, a deposit, a sandbank that is such a geological wonder. Come see us in Trinidad and Tobago. Carnival should not be a one-time thing. We can utilize it. We can expand on it. We can gain Forex from it. We can also do export expansion incentive, because we are simply importing too much. Look at economics. Import is higher than export. What do we expect? A crisis, of course. Long time Tobago used to be the food basket of Trinidad. We have moved away from agriculture, imagine. We used to produce sugar, now we're buying sugar. We used to produce oil, now we're buying refined oil. We are going back rather than forward. Again, how can we get currency immediately? I want to open what you call a golden residency program, where persons who are non-residents can purchase residency in Trinidad and Tobago. I want to open up the market for citizenship by investment. And as the name indicates, it's citizens who can now purchase citizenship by investment of bonds in Trinidad and Tobago. I want to open up our National Skills Bank. Now we will have a bank of talent that matches talent with tasks. So it is a digital-based system that connects persons with their talent based on opportunities. I want to also legalize marijuana, not just decriminalize marijuana, because I would have seen in several countries like Taiwan, Taipei, if you go to visit some of these other countries where cannabis is a thriving market, I want that for us. I don't just want a certain percentage of our population to benefit from decriminalizing marijuana, but rather legalizing marijuana and the manufacturing of it and its other products. Marijuana oil, marijuana for the hair, marijuana for the skin, marijuana for cancer. Let us explore that and utilize lands, crown lands, for such distribution. Let us now expand our agricultural sector. Let us look at the new ways of doing things as well. Explore cryptocurrency. So we need, at this point in time, to move away from that over-dependence, which we are now forced to do. We are forced to do it. Move away from the over-dependence of oil and gas and focus on our positive attributes, because our attributes can now be our assets. We have a lot that we can do.
When I'm listening to you talking and I pay attention to your videos, very, very powerful videos, and the information pertinent as well. You know, you put it out there, you let the public know, very, very knowledgeable on these issues. Now, you said you're not ready as yet with your 41 constituents. My question, very briefly on that matter, before I get to the next one, which I think is very major, are you in the makings, in the workings, behind the scenes right now, working on getting these 41 covered? Or is it that for this election, you will go into there with what you have, and then for the next 5 years, prepare for it? What is your consensus, very briefly, on that part, please?
My dear friend, a good mind keeps a still tongue sometimes.
Okay.
Because just as I am listening, the others are listening as well. Our political opponents are waiting to hear strategy as well. They are well locked down, you know.
Okay. All right.
So I plead the fifth on this one.
You're pleading fifth on this one. No problem. I could respect that. Because Hope has come out, and Hope has made a statement yesterday in Our Guardian where they would have opted to come out. They weren't able to garner the support that was necessary for them to contest in this election. And rather than go in there with your and lose your deposit, they say we had to take a backseat on this one. So
I would say something to this nation. $5,000. If I were to lose $5,000, I invest more than that.
Noted.
In general population that on a day-to-day basis.
All right, let me ask you this. What are some of the areas? I want to catch everything with you very quickly. What are some of the areas that you want to target or focus on when it comes to the youth of this country? You know, how does the All People's Party, what is your manifesto for youth development, youth sustainability, especially where crime is concerned, and employment opportunities for them?
Beautiful. You know, you are hitting all the right points, asking the right questions.
I thank you. Morning
because sometimes some people don't do their homework. You have done your homework. You are well poised to address the pertinent issues. Now, in terms of the youth market, let's go back. I want the listeners to truly understand what is taking place from a psychological and a sociological level before we go to an economic level. In terms of the psyche, now you may say, the average person may say education is free. To a certain extent, that is true. But does every student, do they have the same tool? No, they don't. Is it an egalitarian system of equality and equity for each student? No, it is not. I will explain how. So there's a mother sitting down right now, maybe in her 20 by 20 house, bartering right now. And it's like a juggle. Can I send my children to school today? Or do I use the same resources to put a meal on the table? And guess what? The meal on the table will be the priority because this is limited resources. Now, this child may go to school probably this week. Next week, they may miss 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. The following week, they may go to school again. But the consistency in which they are going to school cannot be had because the resources to reach there is not equal. In terms of the book mafia, we have a book mafia now. So you say again, education is free, all right? Do all children have equal access to textbooks? No, these textbooks, the prices are increasing every single year. And parents now cannot afford to buy books. So your son is going to school with all the tools, but there's a John and a Jane that is going to school without the books in their bags because of the cost of these books. So can we say that they are all equal? No. Then that little boy decides, listen, it's not making sense. When I go to school, I am like a misfit. Because Miss is complaining, John, where is your homework? Miss, I don't have the book to do it. John, why aren't you in school? Miss, I couldn't make it to school last week. John, you're falling back. John now recognizes that the school system is not making sense to him. John tells his mommy, mommy, well, I don't need to go to school, you know. I will stay on the block and I will do a little hustle. John is hustling on the block. So who he goes to now? To the community leader in that particular community, and he makes a hustle. Understand what is happening? John hustles and starts engaged in illegal activities. John probably is in a home with a single mother because it is a breeding ground in these impoverished areas. Single parents and single mother homes. These single mothers now are hustling to put a meal on the table and doing whatever that is necessary. John is probably 80% of the time unsupervised because that mother is a hustler looking to put a meal on the table. John then decides, all right, the community leader says to John, I can give you another opportunity. I can increase your money from hundreds to thousands. Put a gun in his hand. Now, even these community leaders cannot afford these guns. So we'll address that at a later date. Who really is bringing all these illegal firearms into Trinidad and how it is getting in? Is it these young black youths in these marginal areas? No, because clearly they do not have the financial resources. So who is using them as a puppet? We'll address that. John now has this gun in his hand and is asked to do some other illegal activities. John now is psychologically frustrated because there's no medium to which John can actualize success within the normal way. Go to school, get a good education, get a job, save your money, buy a house, buy a car, and John is a successful person. John recognizes that this is not an option. John now explores what status quo by another means necessary. Let's fast forward now. What I want to do for that John and that Jane that is watching or maybe listening this morning, I want to open a market of real equity. That is providing free textbook to those vulnerable students. I'll repeat that again. Free textbook.
Because I think you're
access. That means to say that I'm getting so much calls coming in. My apologies. That means to say that students who are in these marginalized areas will provide a transportation system for them. Also, we assign more social workers to work directly with the home and the school. Because if a student should be absent for more than, let's say, 5 days per month, it should be of grave concern to the school and by and large to the ministry.
All right, so we are continuously chatting with
100%.
I know you're getting calls coming through because your interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To those of you listening, if all you're paying attention to Freedom, please refrain from calling Kizell Jackson at this time. Some very, very great information is coming out. Information that you all may need to know is coming out. So let's not call Kizell at this time, please. Go ahead.
Yes. So in terms of the equal access via transportation, equal access now even for a breakfast that is holistic in terms of all the nutritional value, so that your first meal in the morning can be one of which that has all the value. So John, I don't know where John is coming from, if John even had a dinner last night, but we can provide a meal of nutritional value that will really measure and meet the health requirements for John and Jane. Now, when we speak about job opportunities, there are job opportunities. People say, where are the job opportunities? They are, because we are not focusing on talent as another industry. Now, I want to expand talent because not everyone is academically inclined. Are we saying in this society only academics? If you're not a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer, then you are doomed? No. We understand there's a world outside of the academics, and I want to explore, I want to invest in talent as a tool, as a resource that can move our economy forward. In terms of now job assignment, we have several contracts, you know, but these contracts are not based on geography. It is based on being a friend and a financer of a political organization. It's time for us to bring an end to that. Now, if you are living in Beetham Garden, taking a contractor from Carony, a contractor from Cedrus to come and do garbage collection in Beetham Garden, can't we now employ a contractor within Beetham? And if this is not so, can we now build the entrepreneurial spirit within these marginalized communities? Can we now invest in entrepreneurship? Of course we can. So to say that we are absent of opportunities for the young, that is not so. We are absent of vision for the young. The young can take us further now because we are in a digital era. We are in a digital era where the young leads the world. So now we can ask them for their input as to how we can now move our country forward from third world to first world. The answer is in their minds. Trust and believe me.
Interesting, interesting. You know, as again, we pay attention to your videos, and with this program, we have a lot of persons listening. I would have advertised that we would be speaking with you this morning, so I am bombarded with messages at this time. One of the videos you posted recently I think it was yesterday, a 20% increase on public servants that are listening right now. One,
yeah.
Where are you getting that money to sustain that 20% increase across the board for years to come? How are you going to do this? How is the All People Party going to achieve this?
In the economic rollout, because I would have consulted with economists before I'm putting such out and the feasibility of it, because you don't just want to give people things because, you know, you want votes. And that's what most do without showing that it is really possible. That 20% will be rolled out during a period of 4 years. So it's 5% per annum for a period of 4 years. In terms of the accountability, let's go further, because I said two things and not one. I indicated that I want to digitize the public service, in that we have now a merit-based system. That merit-based system, as it stands right now, a public servant, if they perform, don't perform, they still get paid. However, the merit-based system is based on performance. Allow me to explain. If, let's say we enter into the hospital, Davy goes to the hospital, Port of Spain General Hospital, and Davy now meets with Nurse Jenny. Nurse Jenny was very rude to Davy. Nurse Jenny come and say she really want to be here. I don't know what you all, why you always come here, why you all go and pay for this service. Then Davy now has the power within his hand, because we have digitized the system. Davy is within the proximity of that portal to now do a rating on Nurse Jenny, giving Nurse Jenny a rating of between 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1. And if Nurse Jenny has several different ratings, lower ratings, then we simply deduct from their pay. Underperformance will be met by a deduction in pay. What that is doing, some people say, is a punishment. No, it is an incentive for us to redirect our attention to good customer service. Now, you ask where the money is coming from. When I roll out the manifesto and I show so many avenues of diversification where income can be had, we should have first asked the Prime Minister where the money was coming from for the 47%. That is the real question to be asked. Where that money is coming from? We don't ask the right questions.
All right. We take a quick commercial break. We are chatting with Kizelle Jackson, Ms. Kizelle Jackson, the political leader for the All People's Party. And when we come back, we want to talk to Ms. Jackson about the elderly and pension infrastructure. You know, a lot of persons are living, some elderly people are still paying a rent, and rent these days is $3,500 in some instances. $4,000, you know. Are there any plans afoot? If the public service could get 20% over 4 years, what would she do for the infrastructure that relates to the old age, the senior citizens grant? Would she turn it back to a pension? Is it a grant? What would she do? Find out more. Take a break. We'll be back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
See if we can get Kizelle to rejoin us here on the Morning Rumble for today. So much information is coming out from the interview this morning. Let me take a call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been trying to get you, so let me be quick, right?
Go ahead.
I just want to make a passionate plea to all listeners to this radio program, local and abroad, on behalf of our brother and friend, Satish Mahabir. I believe I've called in on this program many times, making a serious call for our country, and now this is a serious call for our brother. It is no secret that this program, the Morning Rumble, currently facing is one of the top programs because of the contributions and the foundation that have been laid by our brother Satish. It is no secret that Satish is currently facing some health challenges. It's also no secret that depending on the nature of his illness, the required healthcare can be financially overwhelming. Right? So I would like the our listeners to take this information very quickly, please. Right? You can put it in your notepad, your pen, right? This is Satish. Right? Now, we are asking for assistance in this time for Satish. Right? We're dealing with serious medical challenges and need assistance to cater to the associated cost. Now, if you can help, and as always, we thank you in advance. We have included the bank information for those able to do online transfer. Those abroad can assist through Western Union. Those at home who cannot do transfers can meet them personally if they have to. Now, online transfer info is this. Satish Mahabia, Satish with a E-S-S-A-T-E-S-H, Mahabia, M-A-B-H-A-B-I-R, Republic Bank Independence Square, checking account number 1500-695-86401. I'll say it again, 1500-695-86401. Email satish.mahabia1@gmail.com. Telephone number 376-8340. Davy, this is our brother. This is a foundation member. This is a man who has reached a lot of people throughout this country. Influential, educational, informational. Davy, just like you being the forerunner, the man who has set the trend and the foundation and the overdrive, Satish has done the same on this morning program. And I'm asking on behalf of him and his family, this is Malabar here, to call, to please reach out and let us assist this brother financially, so that he can have that financial assistance to remedy the situation that he's going through. I make this SOS call. This is Malabar. Please, brothers and sisters, we talk about politics. Now it's time for us to put our collective finances together and help our brother. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you very much. That was the one of the callers there, Satish Mahabia, one of our colleagues here on Freedom, is ailing at this time. And, you know, he's in need of some medicine and whatever. So we thank you, caller, for that call. As we get set, we have a few minutes again with the political leader here of the All People's Party. We were asking you about the infrastructure and the pension mandate that your party would rule out should you form the next government.
First, I cannot ignore the request by your caller. So, Satish, I know you are listening.
Yeah.
I would have my team reach out to you no later than today, 376-8340. I took note of it.
Thank you.
Coming back to what you asked previously as it relates to pensioners. Yeah, you know, I really want us to treat our pensioners as pearls rather than perils. So if we understand that they are our pearls, then we would treat them differently. Now, I expected better from our former prime minister, who is an older gentleman, and I anticipated that he probably would have done more for the elderly. That was not so. In terms of what we can do, the elderly, they are not asking for much. Mm-hmm. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to feel as though they still belong. They are valued to us. Tell granny, we love you and we value your contribution. Grandpa, we love you and we value your contribution. How can we show them this value? Mm-hmm. Well, People's Party is proposing to have a continued assisting pensioners program. And by so doing, assistance may vary based, and is relative as well, based on person to person. Some of them may be assisting with prescription. Some of them may be just assisting to get granny from home to the clinic on another day. Some of the assistance may be just for somebody to spend time with them. In terms of these pensioners, I want to also pair the wealth and the skill set of the elderly with the young, so that the young can be paired with the old society, because they have a generations of wealth that they can now give to the younger people. Can we now have a mentorship program with the old and the young? Yes, we can. And in so doing, it also helps the our older persons in our society to give them a sense of purpose. More than anything else, they want a sense of purpose. Yes?
Indeed so. All right, so we invite our callers now to chat with you very briefly. Some of the WhatsAppers came in. It's a lot. Some person saying, I agree with Kazelle. I like her thoughts on the matters. Let's hear from you. Good morning. Hello, good morning. All right, try me back again, 625-2257, if you wish to get in on the program. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
And to that, your guest there. But that lady has said it all. And what she has said, I agree with most of it. But the point is, I hope the other political parties are listening. They are listening so they could get some ideas from this lady. But I want to congratulate you, madam. I think you said it almost all. Thank you for speaking.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
A pleasant morning, Mr. Adili. Pleasant morning, Trinidad and Tobago, Morales and New Grant. Good morning to you, Ms. Kizil Jackson.
A pleasant morning to you.
I always admire your the initiative they have and so on. Are you contesting any seats in the election coming up?
Yes, I am.
All right, right. So you're putting any candidates deep south? Moruga, New Grant, and so how could I forward an interest to your party? Because, I mean, I was involved in two by-election already. I was independent. So I'd like to, interact with you a bit more. Where I have three Facebook page or something.
Could I have a contact number for you?
759-4064. Mm-hmm.
4-0-9-6-4. 6-4. Okay, I'll be contacting you right now.
Mr. Morales.
All right, thank you very much, Morales, for your concerns. What is your position on the election observers, Kiza? That's a question coming from one of our texters.
I would say that I have confidence in EBC, because to say that I do not have confidence in us is not a good position for us to be in. I do hope that EBC continues to have a free and fair election, because they are people as well. They are also involved. Yes?
One texter is saying, Kazelle is correct that we are absent of vision for the young, and we also absent of vision from our Prime Minister Young. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Kazelle, good morning to you. I follow you on your social media platforms. Now, one of the things that I admire about you is your focus on the youth. I recall clearly when you stood up for that young man in Samoa there, who was selling the fruit. They treat him as a criminal.
Right? Yes.
Now, I listened to your plan for youth development and the vision that it has for the youth, right? Mm-hmm. Because I am also a person who is very, very much focused on youth development. And I would like you to expand some more, but I know you don't have much time. Right, in terms of the youth and reference to talent where in those remote rural communities where they have so much wasted talent and there's no kind of what you call youth development program that you have decentralized in these areas whereby you can have like Nearu deep down in south and all these areas where youths are being wasted playing at the roadside, talent just wasted. How would you approach in reaching out to these youths and really getting these talents and focusing on some kind of scholarship program to make these youths and them employable and financially meaningful to their families and themselves. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So much, sir.
One texter is saying, good morning, Davey. Totally taken by this lady. However, you and I both know she may not get in there because of the partisan. They will take her ideas. But I do love a great, 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 great interview. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Jackson. I haven't heard you spoke much about revenue generation. How are you going to generate revenue for all the various plans that you have? And I want to ask you a bit of a political question here now. How come all of the smaller parties begging to worship at the altar of Ms. Kamala Prasad Decesa and you both? Why did you do that? I'll listen to your comment.
That was a question I was coming to. How come you did not seek coalition with the party as others have sought out? That was my question coming to you, one of my final questions. So the callers...
I will tell you, sometimes the easy way is not the correct way, but it is the easy way. Everybody wants to go in a political vehicle that is moving rather than to build something from the ground up. But my personal mantra in life, as some may have seen, is that persistence breaks resistance. In order for us to change the political culture of Trinidad and Tobago, I believe it stands with me and All People's Party.
And let me take this call here. Hello, good morning.
Yeah. Morning, Maureen.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. You have a question for Kizel?
I just want to tell you, Maureen, putting a fast word for fast track dinner, boy, you know, you're kind of desperate and looking for, you know what?
All right, pal. Thank you very much. We have some serious issues this morning. Good morning. Hello? All right. So let me ask you this question in conclusion to our interview this morning. When it comes to women's rights in this country, have your party focused on that? And if so, what are some of your planned initiatives if should you retain power, get into power, sorry, in this Trinidad and Tobago?
You know, in 2023, I was a guest speaker on women's rights and gender issues in Ghana. And speaking about our rights as a woman, speaking about our perseverance, speaking about our resilience, and speaking into the life of the younger ones that are looking on and creating fair opportunities for them without bias of gender, and understanding that we, although we are similar, we ought to also embrace our differences. I am not a feminist, though. I must say so, because I believe that the head and the neck, they both have roles. And if we say the man is the head, then the woman is the neck, and the head can't move without the neck. So it's for us to embrace our roles in our society and truly propel each other, both male and female, to work towards a sustainable Trinidad and Tobago. What I would want to focus on predominantly is protecting our women and children. And when I speak about protection, I'm talking about sexual violence. When I speak about protection, I'm talking about victims of abuse. When I speak about protection, I'm speaking about, now we are seeing heinous crimes of murder. The homicide rate against women and children, it is, listen, it's like a satanic spirit over our country. So I want to robustly, not only as a woman, but as a warrior, to stand in the gap against victimization, abuse, and persons that wish to engage in criminal activities against women and children.
And it will be remiss of me to not ask you this as a pioneer building the vehicle, as you said, not jumping on board. What is your call or your plans or what are your thoughts when it comes to entrepreneurs in this country, especially the mantra that we have where only when outside recognize you, we then see in you. The talent is here. We're trying. We're knocking. But we're not seeing you. But let outside grab you. Hey, we want him back. We want her back.
Okay.
When it comes to building entrepreneurs and paying attention to those that are talented in this country, whether filmmakers, movie makers, whatever it is, what is your thoughts? How are you planning to tackle that?
Love it. The National Skills Bank that we are about to employ is just targeted to building that spirit of entrepreneurship, building that pool of talent, and putting opportunity where we meet talent. In terms of the banking sector now, we didn't get time to really expand on this, but the banking sector, they have a role, and I want to hold them accountable to that role of building young entrepreneurs in Trinidad and Tobago, giving them ease of access. You see all this bureaucratic red tape that they put there to stifle and stagnate young businesses and young persons from expanding, because the main problem of young business is that of liquidity. Let us now hold the bank accountable and bring them to the forefront of sustainable entrepreneurial development of young people in Trinidad and Tobago.
Very quickly, the Forex issues. The situation where we are going to the banks, we travel. Imagine going on vacation and they're telling you, bring your itinerary, you get $200. I mean, come on, you're paying that to get your luggage on the plane. How are you going to address Forex issues?
Let me tell you this quickly. To explore the height of our stupidity economically. Do you know that Trinidad and Tobago do not print our own currency? Our currency is printed in Delaware in London. So that means to say we do not own our currency. Our currency is being purchased. Now, when Trinidad and Tobago gain independence, we claim we want our own independent currency, which is the TT dollar. But that TT dollar is printed and produced in Delaware in London. We are still under our colonial ties. Demonetize our currency. I will say it again. Demonetize our dollar. Let's just have foreign currency. What is the value of the TT dollar here? None.
All right.
Economists
this. I hear that loud and clear. And Ms. Kizelle Jackson, don't be a stranger as the political climate thickens as we move ever closer to April 28th. I am quite certain the producers may we could chat with you again.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.